Hot FM, we are talking to Vernon Hinesley. He is with the band. Vernon, what is your band's name?
Vernon Hinesley Band and the Texas Heat.
And the Texas Heat. Tell me how you came up with that name.
Guys wanted to have a name for themselves other than just be called them guys or whatever, so they came up with Texas Heat.
It's not really all that hot in Texas, so I don't know where they would get that idea from.
Right? I was like, you couldn't be more original than that, but no, that's what they want to stick with.
Tell me how you came about to be, I guess Red Dirt is the easiest way to explain you. You consider yourself Red Dirt, right?
Yes, I do. I'm born and raised in Oklahoma, so Red Dirt is, that's just part of our culture up there. And, I know Texas music has their sound, too, which is kind of the same. So type of music that I love listening to and playing all over.
Now, if you were new, pretend I'm new. What exactly is Red Dirt? What does that mean?
Red Dirt is a more bluesier sound to country, but it's also a rocked up sound of country as well. So basically, Red Dirt is, I guess you would call it the outlaws of our generation.
Who were you influenced by the most when you were growing up?
Obviously, George Strait. Garth Brooks is a huge, huge influence because he's just a fruitcake up there on that stage. And Chris LeDoux. I also like Vince Gill. I mean, just I'm really all over the map when it comes to country because there's just so much out there that you can learn from and have fun with.
When you're thinking about Garth, this kind of cracks me up. It's almost like the 90s all over again lately because Garth is on tour again and he's doing shows everywhere. It's almost like he hasn't aged, 20-something years. He's still going.
Yes, he is. And he still puts on a fantastic show no matter what he's doing.
So that's a pretty good person to kind of model yourself after. Is that what you're working towards?
Oh, yeah, of course. Anybody would love to be Garth Brooks of this generation. But, yeah, I would love to have his kind of success, go into retirement for 20 years, come back out and still be considered one of the best performers out there compared to anybody. He crosses the spectrum when it comes to whether it be country or whether it be rock and roll. I mean, he's just there. His performances model after all of those 80s rock shows that we all were in love with back in the day.
So when you're doing your shows, do you do any 80s hairband stuff?
No, I do not. I can't hit those notes as much as I would love to.
Because, Garth tried to go down that road once, but he kind of changed his mind, and then he went into retirement right after, so I'm not sure what happened with that.
Yeah, that one time I'm pretty sure was enough.
So tell me, if you've never been to Scotty's, tell me what kind of show we can expect for you to perform over at Scotty's.
This show is going to be an acoustic show, so it's a little bit more intimate, a little bit more personal, and I get to interact a ton more with the crowd, which I love doing. So, of course, I'll make fun of myself, and I'll make fun of some people out there, and we'll sing some songs, and they'll make the request, and I'll try my best to pull off a miracle for some of the songs they come up with because they know they should never ask me to do a song like that, but they do it anyway.
So no free bird?
Yeah, no free bird. And matter of fact, I'm pretty sure there's been a lot of people that have asked me to do that, and they get the same response.
You just say no. No, sorry. Next.
Yeah, pretty much, yes. We'll leave it at that.
All right. Is it pretty much just country, or are you doing some rock, or what else? Do you do any rapping? I mean, can you rap?
I mean, yeah, I got skills. I mean, hey, I watch MTV Cribs, so yes, I do a little bit of rapping, but I'm primarily country. I just do the stupid rapping around, stuff that I grew up on.
Oh.
Baby Got Back, Ice Ice Baby.
Now, I did see a video, and it did have you doing some rapping, but then you stopped sort of mid-sentence and said, no, just kidding, let's go to the song.
Yeah, that's about the extent of it. I mean, I don't get too carried away with it. I know I have no rapping skills when it actually comes to rapping.
Tell me a day in the life of Vernon. How does that work?
Well, because music doesn't pay the bills yet, so I still got that daily grind that I get up and do. I work for, coming here in town, I'm up at 4 a.m., get out on the road about 5 o'clock, run around to my customers, get them taken care of. Then once I'm done with the day, I'll, either get with one of the bandmates and we'll do some songwriting or learn some new music that we can present out to the public and hope to God that it pans out and they like that song.
Have you released anything lately, CD-wise, EP-wise? Are you thinking about releasing anything?
We're still working on it. I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I don't want to be that guy that releases a CD that is just junk. I want to make sure that it's actually where it needs to be before I release it out there. And I know I'm never going to achieve that, but I'm going to keep working for it because I got to release one by next year, and that was my plan anyway.
Now, this is one of those questions that came about during a Brad Paisley interview, and it's one of the questions I've always asked whenever I talk to an artist, but what is one thing that you cannot live without?
One thing that I cannot live without. I mean, I guess that'd have to be deodorant for me.
Deodorant.
I just don't want to be the funky dude in the bunch. I got to have my deodorant. I even got some in my Jeep, and I got some in the van. So, I mean, I like to feel fresh.
Especially when you're surrounded by Texas heat. I guess you need some deodorant.
Yes.
Okay. Well, tell me about some of the things you've got going after you get done at Scotty's this weekend.
Well, after that, we're pretty much done for the weekend. And following that, we'll be at Fat Jack's on the 9th. And we'll be at Bubba Brews up in Bonnerdale on the 10th. And then we're done for the holidays. And we have a New Year's Eve gig that's out of town in Canton, Texas.
Tell me about the show this Saturday. What time do we need to be there? And what all goes on at Scotty's? Tell me about Scotty's.
First of all, they've got some amazing food. And their staff are really good and attentive to you. So you got to make sure you get out there and get that. So get out there early is basically what I'm telling you. We start playing at 7 o'clock. I would tell you to get there about 5:30, sit down, enjoy the meal, then hang out with us, do a little bit of drinking, and you know, while I'm acting a fool up there, you can act a fool with me, because I do enjoy interaction.
It's a very interactive show, especially if you're going to be doing it, you're going to be doing it more a cappella, like George. So you want that one-on-one time with people, kind of face-to-face stuff.
Yes, and I won't be out on the stage. I'll be actually up on the patio, you know, set up so we can all be close to one another and actually communicate back and forth and have fun and just act really, really retarded together.
So you just want to be sure everyone knows to wear deodorant.
Yes, please wear deodorant.